Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Aaj Satgurwar ke din aap sab ki yaad leke.
On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances as I reach the subtle region, what did I see there? I saw that there were a variety of models. And Baba was looking very closely at those models.
And
they were of the moving models type. But Baba's attention was not on the top part of the model, but on the base. So Baba was looking just below, at the bottom. After a few seconds, some of those models were moving in a very systematic way. And for some, their movement was not very systematical. Systematic. For some, they were moving, but then they would stop in between. Sometimes there would be light falling on them, and sometimes that would stop. But Baba's attention was totally at the bottom level of the models, not above. After a few seconds, Baba looked at me. I could see that Baba was still giving drishti. It was a very, very powerful form of drishti. And it was as though Baba wanted to convey something through that drishti. So it was very powerful. After a few seconds, Baba then said, "Child, did you see what the father was doing today?" I said, "Baba, these are all different types of models." Baba smiled and said, "These are not actually models, but at the present time, it represents the children's power of thought and how that is playing out. What is the speed of the children's thoughts and what is it creating, what form is it taking?" That was what Baba was checking today. At the present time, whether it's the non-BK souls, whether it's the scientists or Baba's children, the speed of everyone's thoughts is moving at a different speed. The speed of some are very negative and are moving at a very fast speed, that is of the souls out there. And the speed of Baba's children's power of thought, it's moving along, but sometimes it stalls, it stops, and sometimes the cycle of those thoughts reverse, move in a different direction. Sometimes those thoughts create storms in the mind. So according to the speed of their thoughts, their effort making is carrying on, and sometimes it causes obstacles and hindrances in their efforts. So what should the children do now? With pure elevated thoughts, they have to bring about transformation in the self, transformation in the world. and bring about the new world through that transformation. I then saw those moving models again. I noticed one particular model which had very subtle machinery. It was very light, and through that machinery, very beautiful light was emanating from this model. And it was as though they were automatically emerging the deity soul in front of them. So Baba explained, for the establishment of the golden age, should world and you are the ones who are establishing the new world. And what is required for bringing about that transformation is the power of silence. Science is going to very subtle ways of creating new inventions, but you have, children have to go into silence and keep your inner machinery very clear. Let there be a lot of depth in that inner machinery. Go into the subtleties of that machinery. Make the speed of your thoughts so powerful, so pure, that you're able to give experiences to souls of the world as well. According to the time, the speed of the children's thoughts can become negative at times, and sometimes the speed of the thoughts just stall, they just get stuck, they don't move ahead, and sometimes it becomes so fast so the speed of Maya, the effect of Maya is that it takes the thoughts, it takes the child in a different direction. So keep your thoughts elevated. Sometimes the children don't realize when their thoughts get mixed with other things. So check your thoughts. Be very clear. And you'll be able to create such an atmosphere. You'll be able to use the power of silence to take your every activity into perfection, whether it's your own spiritual efforts, whether it's your efforts to become, your move towards your perfect stage, or create the new world. So all of that, the foundation for all of that is your elevated thoughts. So once again, Baba showed a perfect moving model in which every aspect was totally perfect. So whether it was the movement of that model, whether it was the speed, whether it was the total form, everything was completely perfect. Keep your perfect stage in front of you and check yourself accordingly, comparing yourself with that, and with that checking there'll be equality between the thoughts and your actions. Sometimes the thoughts are powerful, but it's not able to translate into actions completely. So keep a balance between the two. Keep your perfect form in front of you. Keep your thoughts very clear and powerful. Pay special attention to keep your thoughts very elevated. The times that are coming can come very suddenly. We don't know what kind of scene will come, but those scenes may throw a shadow over the children, and because of that shadow of Maya, there isn't clarity within the mind. So beforehand, let there be total clarity in your mind and keep your thoughts powerful. Baba was giving lots of remembrances to the children. Baba said, pay attention to the subtle effort at the present time. Your children are doing this, they are making good effort. But along with that subtle effort, make sure that your thoughts are powerful. Let there be clarity in your thoughts and your thinking. You will be able to catch signals according to the time. And along with that, you'll be able to fill yourself with power, empower yourself. I then offered bhog to Baba, and along with that, there were certain souls that offered bhog. And so Baba merged those souls and gave them special drishti and gave them remembrances. I then returned, Om Shanti.